takes care of, nope, we got to go back. Let's see, we got one under advisement, and that's case number 10,992 is the first case for this evening. And Mr. Workman, you took it under advisement.
Yes.
Do you have a question that you would like to know you start off with?
The only question I got, we talked about on pilings.
Right.
They don't have to be put on pilings, right?
No, it does not. They can use block foundation, but they have to have rebar and all of that.
Okay.
And it's in the flood zone, is that correct?
Yeah, they'd have to go through the flood requirements.
So their first floor has to be, their first floor has to meet.
Their flood.
Meet the flood zone.
He's not bringing fill dirt and taking back fill from.
What I think he meant was they're going to do the foundation, and the first floor is good. It has to be at or above base flood.
Okay.
So right now they're probably at a 2, and the benchmark for the elevation is probably a 5. So they got to make sure they're at a 5.
5. Okay.
If that's what his elevation certificate says.
Okay.
It could be higher, but.
Which would leave 37 feet?
I'm sorry?
That would leave 37 feet or 42 feet?
It would be 42 feet from base flood.
Right.
So wherever the
engineer
determined the benchmark is, it would be 42 feet from base flood.
I gotcha.
Okay. All right.
That's the reason it's so important that he has to know, we have to know where.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't understand it.
No, that's fine. That's the purpose.
No, that's right.
Any further questions from you, Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And I have no further questions. So if there's no other questions, if the board's ready to vote, entertain a motion.
I'd like to make, Chairman, I'd just like to make a statement here. I think the request will substantially impair the intent and purpose of the zoning ordinance application in a GR district. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we are just approving things down there in these mobile home parks because of the, and it's going to take away from the zoning ordinance that we established there. It's been changed twice in that neighborhood. So, that's just a statement. Go ahead.
Okay.
Have we done
further discussion?
Huh? Have we done quite a few in here at this?
Have we done?
Yes, Mr.
Well, typically what we see there is we see one side with a 5-foot variance.
And
not the other.
Yeah.
And what do you mean by that?
Correct me if I'm in the Swan Keys that typically they're staggered where.
Yeah, they're staggered down
We've been allowing a 5-foot variance on one side.
On one
but
side.
Not on the other side.
Yeah.
The other side typically is 10-foot and it allows for parking, a shed, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the reason I made that statement is because I do think that it's affecting the.
And we've heard testimony from people in the past that. People are building higher and they don't want it closer and all these different things, but.
Well, I don't know that we should be considering the testimony of people in the past since they weren't here for this hearing, Mr. Mill.
All right.
Okay.
Well, the other side of it, he's building a 28-foot double wide. I don't know that you can get any smaller than that on a 40-foot lot. Plus he stated that he's got a 1-foot overhang on both sides. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a bit in there.
You can go smaller and go up though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well, yep. This isn't.
I mean, you can go build a smaller home, but go up higher and get the same.
If it's stick built, I guess.
Stick built, yeah.
This isn't a mobile home community, is it?
No, it's GR.
Right. Which means stick built can be built.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That was my question to him. That's the reason I threw out the 42 feet because that's
what,
where he could
what
go.
Percentage of homes are stick built there, though? I mean, I thought most of them were
double
wides or single wides, correct?
Yeah, because it was a mobile home park at one time.
Right.
So that's reason the majority of it is.
So most of them must be, most of them must be 20 or 24 foot wide to only have
right.
one 5 foot variance. Or maybe they're not considering overhang. I don't, is overhang
yeah,
allowed in addition to any encroachment?
No.
They're only allowed 2 feet.
Some of the lots in there, though, are 50 feet wide.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
This one's just 40.
Right.
There's a lot of them in there. There are 50 by 100.
This is 40.
Kind of the lawnmowers piling them up.
I mean, there's probably more. I don't know if there's, I honestly don't know if there's any on pilings in there. I believe there may be, but most of them are using the block piers.
Okay. That's what you used to have when you had the mobile homes there. You had the block piers.
Block piers yeah. on. Okay.
No more questions from there.
All right. If there being no other questions, no further questions. If you're ready to vote, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 10,992. I believe the lot is unique, as in many lots in the Swan Keys development, as far as physical size, being a 40-foot lot, and the size of a applicable double-wide mobile home, unless it is stick-built. I don't believe it can necessarily be otherwise developed with strict conformity with a comfortable size home. I don't believe the lot size makes it not created by the applicant, and the limits constraints on the size of the lot will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because there's so many other variances that have been issued in Swan Keys, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief in this case.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,992. All those in favor? Mr. Richards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Aye, I think the reasons were well stated, and I agree.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Okay, and Mr. Calloway, aye, for the reasons that were stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 10,992 is approved at this time. Okay. Let's see, then that's all that we have for this evening.
You'll take care of the...
I'll give her a call. I got to call them anyway. I will do that. Let's see, Mark.
When's Susan due back? Your secretary is due back Monday.
It's coming Monday?
Yeah.
The
26th.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go and do it then. I can still call her in case I forget it. Okay. I'll take care of what time you come in tomorrow. I'll catch you in the morning. Early, you're out in the road.
I'm in the office every day at 8:30.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if you start out in the road before you come in or whatever, so I can
just
call
on
you.
Mondays.
Oh, around 9 then? Okay.
Well, you better call me at 8:30.
Okay.
Hey, did a good job with that young man that was there.
Thank you. Get a your private number or a number to call you? Like, is it 7878 for the...
You can call me at 752-8817.
752-8817. Alrighty, I appreciate that. That way I'll get to you then. Okay, because I had something else to run by you, so I'll certainly do it.
Now the World Wide Web has my county cell phone number.
There you go.
Oh, that's your county cell phone number? Oh, okay.
You don't think I'm going to give my personal cell phone
number? Yeah. Well, I think you're supposed to. Yeah.
Oh.
Come on now. Oh. If there's nothing else, then.
Just wanted to touch on, we met, Mr. Rickard and I went to a, and Jamie as well, went to a seminar, fair housing, and it brought up some interesting concerns, thoughts, what have you, about how we may conduct ourselves in the future in making decisions. I'm sure that...
Mr. Chairman, I believe we were, I was there as well as Everett Moore and Vince Robertson. There's members of Sussex County Council and the Planning Commission, Planning and Zoning Commission as well. We're researching some of the issues. I think it may be something that perhaps in a future meeting we'll put on the agenda to kind of go over what we found in the research so that it's out there for the public to to digest as well as the board. But it was an interesting hearing for those who were there. I think it opened some eyes in good ways and bad. But I think we'll, once we've had a chance to really dig into some of the research on it, we've already done some preliminary research, I think it'd be a topic for us at a future hearing.
That's why I was going to call the office in the morning about scheduling the executive meeting maybe sometime.
Well, it wouldn't be an executive session. It wouldn't be an executive session. It would be much like we did with the Verlaisen case, where we would discuss it in open session. It would need to be on the agenda so that the public could hear that as well and know that there's a discussion about it, because it's not something that's ongoing litigation. It's more of a discussion about some, you know, the legal ramifications there. And I suspect that it'll be more of a follow-up with some of the key points that were hit on at that meeting for the members who weren't able to attend.
Okay.
So, but I do want to have a chance to really look at some of those issues, because they there are some things that they do come up from time to time that it's helpful for you all to know.
Great.
It's going to be, from what I've seen and heard, I don't know, John, I think maybe we're going to run across some of these.
Yeah, and I think we probably shouldn't delve too much into that tonight, just because we've got to make sure, you know, we've got it on the agenda for the public and everything.
But, oh, yeah.
But I do think that there'll be some things that are probably worth discussing at that. So I'll be in contact with the office once we've kind of vetted this issue a little more, and we can discuss it at a future meeting.
Then. Okay.
Food was good, wasn't it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Nothing further. We're open for
adjournment.
Food's
always good, right?
Got a motion, a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
You just missed a half a hoagie, which was